Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be tackling the world of academic impact.
Oh, interesting.
I'm super excited to unpack these sources we've got. We've got excerpts from a document.
Mm-hmm.
It's really buzzing with, like, new ideas on how to measure academic success.
Okay.
And then we've got some cool images straight from the science website.
Oh, wow. Straight from the American Association for the Advancement of Science.
Exactly.
That's a big one.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what we can glean from these. I think our mission today is to kind of go beyond those traditional metrics.
Right. So, like, not just how many times a paper's been cited.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm really ready to kind of uncover what truly makes research impactful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that really grabbed me right off the bat was this story about a researcher who was studying blue whales.
Oh, wow.
And apparently his work ended up making waves not just in the scientific community, but even on social media and the BBC.
Wow. That's really reaching a broad audience. So that kind of already gets at what we're talking about with how do we measure impact, right?
That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
We're going beyond the numbers.
Absolutely.
And speaking of going beyond the numbers, the document actually mentions some really intriguing new tools for measuring impact.
Oh, okay.
I'm wondering if you could maybe shed some light on what exactly these tools are and how they work.
Sure, sure. So, you know, we've got the traditional metrics, like you said, publications, citations, but sometimes those don't tell the whole story.
Right.
And that's where these altmetrics come in.
Altmetrics.
Yeah. Think of it as a complement to those traditional metrics. You know, they're capturing the broader impact of research.
Okay.
So are people talking about this research on social media?
Oh, interesting.
Is it being cited in policy documents? Is it, you know, being used to develop real world applications? All of that can be tracked with altmetrics.
So it's kind of like, are people actually using this research out in the real world? Mm-hmm. That's what really matters, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's really cool.
And one platform that kind of aggregates all these altmetrics is called Impact Story.
Impact Story. Okay.
And it pulls in data from all over the web.
Right.
So, you know, mentions on Twitter, blog posts, even downloads of data sets. It really paints a picture of how research is being used and shared.
It's like a digital footprint of a research paper's journey beyond academia.
Exactly, yeah.
So instead of just looking at how many other academics are citing a paper,
right,
we can see if it's actually sparking conversations, influencing decisions, or even leading to tangible changes in the world.
Right. It's, you know, are people engaging with it? Are they finding it useful?
Yeah, I love that.
And that's where something like the relative citation ratio comes in. That's another metric mentioned in the document.
Okay.
And this helps us to kind of compare apples to oranges,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah. I was going to say, not all research is created equal, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not all fields get the same amount of attention.
Right.
So, you know, some research areas like biomedical research naturally attract more citations than others.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
So the relative citation ratio kind of levels the playing field.
Okay.
By comparing citations within specific subject areas.
I see. Okay.
So even if a paper in a niche field doesn't have thousands of citations,
yeah,
it can still be highly impactful within its community.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's about understanding the specific context, right?
Context is key. Yeah. Even with all these new metrics, you know, it's important to remember that numbers alone can be misleading.
Right. That makes me think of that quote in the document from Sari Argy.
Yes.
She emphasizes the importance of presenting metrics within a larger narrative.
Absolutely. you know, you could have two researchers, both with 100 citations, one working at a prestigious university with a huge lab, tons of funding,
right?
The other working in a developing country with limited resources.
Totally different story.
Their citation counts might look the same, but their stories are worlds apart.
Yeah. The challenges they face, the support they receive, all of that needs to be taken into account.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like if a researcher is doing groundbreaking work, but they have barely any resources, that's even more impressive.
Absolutely.
Than someone who's, you know, got all the bells and whistles.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to dig deeper and understand that context behind the numbers.
Yeah. This is making me think about how we often focus on individual achievements in academia.
Right.
But really, it's a team effort.
For sure.
You know, mentors, collaborators, even the institutions themselves.
Yeah.
They all play a role in shaping the impact of research.
Absolutely. And you know, that reminds me of those images from the science website.
Oh, yeah.
You see these webinars and podcasts covering everything from immunotherapy to rare diseases.
Yeah.
Science, as a leading scientific journal, really plays a vital role.
Right.
In shaping, you know, research priorities and even public perception.
Yeah. It's like they're curating the conversation.
Right.
Deciding what research gets highlighted.
Exactly. Yeah. And that can have a huge impact on funding, collaboration, and ultimately which scientific questions actually get answered.
Yeah. It's like science is a gatekeeper in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good way to put it.
Amplifying certain voices and certain research directions, it influences the whole landscape of scientific inquiry.
Absolutely. And it reminds us that impact can occur on multiple levels.
Oh, interesting.
From the individual researcher to the institutions and publications that support their work.
So to truly understand a researcher's impact, we need to kind of consider all these layers, right?
Yeah, for sure.
This is already blowing my mind. We've gone from simply counting citations to realizing that impact is this complex web of influence.
Yeah.
With researchers, institutions, and publications all playing a role. This is reminding me of the debate around open science, making research more accessible to the public.
Right.
It seems like that would go hand in hand with this idea of qualitative impact assessment.
Absolutely, yeah. If more people have access to research findings,
yeah,
they can see firsthand how it's relevant to their lives.
Right.
And they can contribute to the conversation about its impact.
Yeah, I love that.
And that brings us to the idea of participatory impact assessment.
Participatory impact assessment.
Yeah. We're not just talking about experts evaluating research.
Okay.
We're talking about involving communities, policymakers, even the general public in the process.
That's a great idea.
Their perspectives, their values, their lived experiences can enrich our understanding of how research is making a difference.
So it's kind of like we're shifting from a top-down approach to a more collaborative and inclusive model of evaluating research.
Exactly.
This is so thought-provoking.
And that's where things get even more interesting.
Oh.
The document hints at a future where impact assessment goes beyond simply measuring outputs.
Okay.
It actually becomes a tool for driving positive change in the world.
So,
imagine researchers actively collaborating with communities to identify the most pressing problems and co-create research projects that address those needs directly.
Wow. So impact from the ground up.
Exactly.
This is blowing my mind. We've gone from counting citations to imagining a future where research is a force for good, driven by collaboration and a deep understanding of real-world needs.
It is quite the shift in perspective.
This deep dive has been a roller coaster of insights already.
And we're just getting started. There's so much more to explore in these sources.
All right, you got me hooked. Let's dive back in and see what other treasures we can unearth.
You know, it's so fascinating to see how the definition of impact is evolving.
Right.
We're really moving beyond that narrow focus on just academic metrics.
Yeah.
And embracing a broader view, you know, like encompassing societal relevance, real-world applications.
Yeah.
And even the human stories behind the research.
It's like we're realizing that research isn't just an ivory tower pursuit, right?
Right.
It's about making a tangible difference in the world.
Exactly, yeah.
That brings us to like a really crucial point.
Mm-hmm.
Given this like evolving landscape of academic impact,
yeah,
how do you think research evaluation should adapt
right
to really capture the true value of these scientific contributions?
That's the question we want to leave you with today.
It is.
As we continue to navigate this ever-evolving world of
yes.
knowledge creation and impact, it's crucial to stay engaged.
Absolutely.
To ask those critical questions and to be part of shaping a future
yeah.
where research truly makes a difference.
This has been amazing.
It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you.
Absolutely. And to our listener, keep those questions swirling.
Yeah.
The quest for impactful research is a journey we're all on together.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.